day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Oklahoma's weed improvement team, led by state weed breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new weed varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Weed Commissioner Michael Peters says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Weed Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment's constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org. Well, lean hogs were hit hard again, but have regained prices from initial limit down. Only May contracts posted double-digit gains today. The impact of potential increase of tariffs on China rippled through the hog market today. Corn futures 2 cents higher, uncovering some buying interest as attention turns back to weather. The Dow Jones is down 415 points, NASDAQ down 138 points. Over in live cattle today, the complex showing green on the screen, as some traders are finally getting out of their short positions, unwilling to press the market further. Long-term support, though, has held, giving some confidence to bottom pickers. June continues to struggle as it remains close to cash for last week holds, to see how that will unfold this week as business picks up later in the week. Box beef cutouts today lower, down 98 cents in choice and down 6 cents per hundredweight in select. Good movement today of 94 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, futures have posted triple-digit gains so far, posting an inside trading day. Futures will have a lot of work to do to turn traders more aggressive on the buy side. The market may be correcting with a price retracement on the way, but upside may be limited based on the strength of live cattle futures. Meanwhile, grains were higher today, with corn trade 1 to 2 cents higher in choppy trade. Soybean trade 2 to 3 cents higher, with trade seeing light two-sided action, with the market looking for a reason for recent shorts to cover or to add to their position, depending on trade progress. Meal is $1.50 to $2.50 lower, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 4 cents higher, with trade fighting off the test of the lower end of the range overnight, with trade working to turn the charts more positive. The U.S. High Plains looks wet for Oklahoma and Texas, along with central and eastern Kansas. The north more likely to have some mixed progress, with potentially more open weather again in the near term, along with some warmer weather. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.